you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
You're going to be proud of me. You remember last week when I told you how sad I was about not being able to eat that chicken fried steak at Hype Miller's in Waco, and that I still had four more chances this football season? Well, it took me less than a week to eat that chicken fried steak because, well, I guess I should just back up and tell you the whole story. No, not last week's story, but this week's story. Or better yet, maybe I should just say hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. How rude, Randy. Not good radio manners, son. Yeah, my mother would be scandalized. So forgive my lack of social graces, if you will. It's just that I'm really excited to tell you this story, and I got a little carried away. We have a great show planned for today, and I'll fill you in on all the details here in a few minutes. But I just got to tell you this story. It's absolutely priceless. By now, all of you should know that I have season tickets to the TCU home football games. I have since the 60s. And I attend as many as I possibly can, even if I have to go alone. That many times I've driven up in the morning, watched the game all by myself. Well, along with 50,000 other people in Amon Carter Stadium. And then I've often just driven right back the same night. It does make for a long day, but I love it. I love seeing my old hometown, some of my old friends from TCU. I especially enjoy watching my beloved Horned Frogs play, even when they lose. But last weekend, I didn't have to go solo. Our son, Derek, mentioned to me that he and our daughter-in-law, Danielle, didn't mind if I ask their 8-year-old son, Liam, my grandson, obviously, if he wanted to go with me. So I did, and he did. Want to go, that is. I swooped him up from their house, and we headed off to Fort Worth. Everything started out just fine, but then we hit some traffic on the Grand Parkway, and then again on 290, and even more on Highway 6. However, none of that was anything to compare to the bumper-to-bumper chaos we encountered in Waco. I've been driving to TCU games for decades. I have never seen anything like it before. It took us over a half an hour to get across town. Waco, not Houston. I just kept saying, I've never seen traffic like this in Waco in my entire life. When we finally arrived at the restaurant, it had taken us 4 hours to go from Sugar Land to Hype Miller's. As we were pulling into a parking space, Liam said to me, there are probably going to be a lot of Baylor folks in here who don't like us because we're wearing TCU stuff. I just smiled at him and said, yeah, isn't that cool? He smiled and I quickly added, they'll just have to deal with it, won't they, buddy? Uh-huh, was all he said. This is where the food part of this story begins for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. With that chicken fried steak I promised myself the previous week, you remember when I was still too full from the Sam's Buffet in Fairfield? So anyway, we were waiting for the chicken fried steak at our table, and Liam leans in close to me and he says, hey, Pop, that guy who just walked by, I think he has a knife on the back of his belt. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. How Waco is that? I apologize if you're from Waco, but I laughed until our food came, and I could barely eat because I kept on laughing. I laughed all the way to the truck, and I broke out in giggles 3 or 4 times going up I-35 to Fort Worth. This kid is a comic genius at the age of 8, for crying out loud. I don't know where he gets that. The sun was setting on my left, and the colors were absolutely magnificent. So I just took a few minutes to thank the good Lord in heaven for that wonderful time I was being able to spend with my beautiful and hilarious grandson. No more traffic problems all the way to Cowtown, though. And we did struggle to find the hotel, but we finally arrived, and we checked in 6 hours. hours after we left Sugarland. It was exhausting. We were just happy to get to the room. When we stepped inside the door, it was like a meat locker in there. I looked at the thermostat. It was set on 60 degrees. So I told Liam to turn it up. He turned it up to 88, and it stayed there all night long. We were perfectly comfortable. I'm not kidding. That's how cold that room was. Then we turned on the TV to watch some football, and ESPN didn't work. All the other channels were just fine, but no ESPN. And of course, there were two really good football games on ESPN, but we couldn't see them. So when we went past the front desk to get the rest of the stuff out of my truck, the clerk asked if everything was okay in our room. I told him it was extremely cold and that ESPN didn't work. And he said, yeah, other people have told me about ESPN too. It'll be back tomorrow. I said, well, we won't, so that won't do us much good. I was able to get the Astros game on my cell phone, so I was giving Liam updates, but after about 20 minutes, I glanced over to his bed, and he was conked out. I thought, well, here I am, talking to myself again. You meet a nicer class of people that way. And if you get into an argument, you always win. Anyway, here's another part of the food story for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Liam and I got up the next morning, and I told him to get dressed while I went to the bathroom. Then we'd go down to the lobby of the hotel for the complimentary breakfast. Breakfast was amazingly good. Sausage and scrambled eggs, not the runny kind like you sometimes get in a buffet line, and biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit and juice. They even had pastries to top it off. We just stuffed ourselves again, and we headed back up to the room. But when we opened the door, it was ice cold again. I told Liam to check the thermostat, and he said it was set on 60 again, so I told him to turn it up, which he did. We packed up, checked out, and we went to the football game. Just as I told you it would be, it was blazing hot in the stands at Amon Carter Stadium, and the Frogs were pretty hot too. They blew out Kansas 51-14. And here's the third part of the food story for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We ate hot dogs at halftime and finished it off with a big box of popcorn. Yeah, it was overpriced like all stadium food, but it was actually pretty doggone good. And again, we stuffed ourselves. Then we got back in my truck and drove straight back to Sugarland, where I handed Liam back to his parents, full of junk food and candy, just one of the benefits of being a grandparent. And now, here's the last part of the food story for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Sunday night, after another embarrassing loss by the Texans, we took the entire family to my daughter Skylar's favorite seafood restaurant for her birthday dinner. Happy birthday, baby girl. During dinner, I told the entire story about the guy with a knife on the back of his belt and Liam's "how Waco is that" comment, which everybody loved. Then I told the story about the cold hotel room and how the thermostat magically reset to 60 degrees the next morning while we were at breakfast. I suggested that the hotel had multiple problems, obviously, so there must be something wrong with that AC unit, and it automatically reset first thing in the morning every day. Liam sat quietly and let me tell the whole story, including my rationale for why it was so cold when we got back to the room. Then he calmly said, "I reset the thermostat while you were in the bathroom." The entire table erupted in howls of laughter at my expense, but nobody laughed harder than I did. I had been punked by an 8-year-old. Honestly, I don't know where he gets that. But I simply couldn't be prouder of that boy. It was a great weekend. And Liam and I made some memories that I hope he'll remember for a lifetime. I just hope I can remember them for the rest of my lifetime. Senior moments do happen. And here's hoping for another great weekend for you and your family. And what could be a better way to highlight that weekend than with some good food stories? So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to discuss the finer points of Texas barbecue with a new member of our broadcast family, Michael Kitty, who owns and operates Hickory Barn Barbecue. He'll give us some good tips and tricks and techniques to improve our own backyard barbecue skills. And in the process, I hope we can help you build some family memories that you'll remember for a lifetime. Or, as my grandson might say, how Waco, how wonderful is that?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspas Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
First-timer alert. Please say hello to Michael Kidding, who owns and operates Hickory Barn Barbecue. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Did I say your last name correctly?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Kiddy, K-I-D-D-Y.
Yeah. Now, we want our audience to get to know our guests, so start out by telling us, where were you born, reared, go to school, all that kind of stuff?
Well, born in Spring Branch, Texas, of all places, and my family moved to Tomball in the early 70s. I went to Tomball High School throughout my high school career, elementary, all those things. Ended up graduating Tomball High School, moved to Wharton. I went to Wharton Junior College. I was on the rodeo team there for a little bit, and ended up in all places of Sweeney, Texas. From there, I went to work for my father over in on Wilcrest, at the Hickory Barn on Wilcrest in early 90s, and just been doing barbecue ever since.
Well, so that begs the question then. I guess it goes without saying, your dad was your mentor when it comes to barbecue, but talk about how he established Hickory Barn Barbecue in the first place.
Well, the Kitty brothers, my grandfather and his brothers, there were six of them. The oldest one was Paul. Paul came in from, they lived in Hickory Flat, Mississippi. Paul came to Dallas, I believe, the story that was told. Learned the barbecue business and brought all of his brothers later to Houston, where they started the first restaurant in 1952. From there, they all kind of branched off and did their own thing. They had, you know, several in the Houston area, Paul's Kitchen. They had Western Kitchen. They had Beef and Bun, one I believe called Hitch and Rail. There's several of them. I can't remember all of them, but my grandfather had the first Western Kitchen. It was off of Hempstead Highway, I believe, it's like the Spring Branch area. Then after that, later in the 70s, they opened another location off of Piedmont Antoine. It was called Hickory Barn Number 1. That was the original one. And from there, 78, they opened the one on Wilcrest. And that's pretty much the story.
Well, you said that you were involved in the business as a kid.
Yes, sir.
When did your dad hand over control of Hickory Barn Barbecue to you?
My dad, probably about 10 years ago, kind of went into semi-retirement and then went into retirement later. He kind of started giving me and my sister the reins to the place about 10 years ago, and we started operating the business, and he kind of, you know, slowly slid out the back door, you might say.
Well, did you feel prepared to assume control of the entire operation?
I believe so. My father he put me in a position where I had to learn everything from washing the dishes to making the sides to work in the pits. You know, it wasn't something like he said, okay, here, if this is yours, you can have it. You know, he kind of pushed me to learn everything that in the ins and outs of the business.
Our executive producer, Greg Burlocker, helped set up this interview, and he told us that Hickory Barn Barbecue has now just opened up a new location in Pecan Grove. That's where he met you. So tell us how that came about.
Well, we started looking around, just, you know, putting our feelers out there, and my broker lady found this place, and it was, you know, it's out in that area. I feel like the A-Leaf area is kind of pushing out that way. I mean, Houston is just kind of pushing outwards, you know. And we found this location. It was an old Burger King. We got it. We had it remodeled, and it's really a beautiful place. It's a nice, quiet community, and we just went for it. Said, you know, we feel like this is the next era for Hickory Barn, and just jumped on it, and they haven't quit since. So it's been a different area for us. It's not the hustle and bustle of the city. It's more of a dinner crowd out there, which I know eventually it'll probably be more businesses out there and that kind of stuff. You know, barbecue's always been kind of a lunch thing. You know, people want to go have barbecue for lunch, not so much dinner, but I notice out there that it's more dinner, not as much lunch. And on the Wilcrest location, it's lunch, not as much dinner. So,
Well, I don't know about you, but barbecue is breakfast, lunch, and dinner in my house. Now,
well, I come home smelling like it all the time, so I kind of...
The dogs know it's you.
Yeah, they know it's me.
Since it's in your name, is it safe to assume you guys use hickory wood to slow smoke your meat?
Yes, we do. We use... People ask me that all the time. What kind of wood do you use? I'm like, oh, it's hickory bar, and we use hickory.
Yeah, so why hickory, Michael?
To me, it's not as a smoke that's overbearing like oak. It doesn't burn as hot as, say, mesquite. It's kind of a good neutral burning wood that gives, you know, a good flavor, and it's just something that they started using, you know, 50 years ago, and I'm not going to change that. My grandfather might have me shaking his head at me right now if I did anything like that.
Well, you brought up the subject of other kinds of wood. So what different kinds of wood can be used that you particularly like?
A pecan is good. The mesquite's good, too. I prefer, like, mesquite if you're cooking over, like, hot coals, grilling a steak, not for as far as much as smoking. It just gives it a lot hotter fire, you know. I feel like if you're grilling a steak, if you're not burning the hairs on your arms, the fire's not hot enough, you know?
Well, I do that all the time. The Houston Press called Hickory Barn Barbecue an unassuming slice of barbecue heaven. Now, that's high praise, Michael. So what makes your barbecue so good at Hickory Barn?
The love to do it, I believe. We make everything from scratch, from... You know, boiling potatoes to make the potato salad. We make all of our sides. Our sauce is made there in house. Our rub, we make it there in house. It's just about doing it the old way, not cutting corners and buying products that are easier to use, but they're not, the quality's not as good, in my opinion.
What do you consider the best items on the menu at Hickory Barn Barbecue?
The ribs are really, really good.
I'll be right there.
Okay. The ribs, we have great brisket. I mean, everything is, to me, is top-notch. It's one of the things that which is really odd, is we sell a lot of, is we have a smoked Gouda mac and cheese that people just love that stuff. So if you're a mac and cheese fan, you should come by and try it.
I will. And nothing makes a man a hero in his own home more quickly than to bring home dinner from Hickory Barn Barbecue. So talk about meat by the pound. What do you offer?
We brisket, sausage, chicken, ribs. We have pulled pork. That's far as the meat goes. We offer all those. You know, we have a drive-through window. People can call in, run through the window, pick it up. Mom's happy, Dad's happy, everybody gets to eat dinner. There's no dishes to wash. It's a great deal.
So what's the phone number they call?
The number, the Wilcrest location is 281-530-9382, and the Richmond location is 832-759-5435.
Plus, Hickory Barn Barbecue also provides catering for large gatherings, like, say, football watching parties this time of year. So how can we contact you for more information on those services? Same numbers?
Same numbers, or you can reach out to hickorybarandbarbecue2.com. We have our menu on there. There's a link to the catering. It'll send us an email, alert us that we have an inquiry, and we'll get back to you if you have any questions. But most of it's on there. You can kind of navigate through it.
And good grief, I was just looking at the menu here. You even offer fried catfish and chicken tenders and mini corn dogs for the kids. This place is heaven on earth for a real Texan.
Yes, sir.
And you even mentioned desserts on your website, but I couldn't find them listed on your menu. What do you offer?
We offer a lot of different pies, pecan, chocolate pecan, apple, cherry cobbler. We have a peach cobbler. We have banana pudding, which was my grandfather's recipe that we make every day, which is, it flies off the shelf as well. can't keep bananas in the house.
And you know it's good banana pudding when he says banana pudding.
It's banana pudding.
Instead of banana pudding.
Yeah, it's banana pudding. Yeah, that's my South Texas twang there.
Okay, we've run out of time in this segment, Michael, but we want to talk about some barbecue techniques that our at-home chefs can use. So can you stick around for a little while?
Sure.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're honored to be hosting Michael Kitty, who's a second gen. No, I guess it's a third generation, right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Third generation barbecue restaurant owner. The name of his place is Hickory Barn Barbecue, and they have one location on Willcrest, but they've opened up a new location in Pecan Grove that you absolutely must try. So give us the exact address of both locations, Michael.
The Willcrest location is 11534 South Willcrest in Houston, Texas. That's 77099. The Richmond location is 1836 FM 359, Richmond 77406, right off of between 90 and Plantation right there at Pecan Grove.
Yeah, no, right where it is. We'll be out there to see you real soon, so you save me some ribs and some of that Gouda mac and cheese, okay?
Will do.
But ultimately, we call this the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for a reason, because we do like to talk about cooking techniques that our amateur cooks can try out at home, and barbecue is the perfect topic for backyard chefs. Let's start by discussing some general concepts that a lot of our listeners may not have considered. What are some tips and tricks that you can offer us about low and slow cooking that will help us do a better job?
Well, that's just the key, is low and slow. Generally, when we do our briskets over there, they cook a little hotter for, say, the first 3 or 4 hours, just to kind of get them, you know, the temperature up on them. We cook them fat side down, and then 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours into it, we'll flip them over, and then that's when they roll through there. It's just slow, constant, good 200-degree heat for the next, say, 12 hours. They'll smoke slow like that. And keeping your fire up, you don't want your fire to get, too, you know, your pit to get too cold where it's just kind of sitting in there, turning into jerky. So you want to keep it up at least 200 degrees. And, you know, kind of watch them. You know, if you depend on your pit. If you have a pit that's hotter at one side than the other, you might have to move them around a little bit to keep them from getting too hot and getting crispy on the outside.
So what do you think of pellet smokers? Pellet smokers are really popular among low and slow cookers. What's your opinion of pellet smokers?
Honestly, they put out a funny smell to me.
Hmm.
It's a different smell. I don't know how to explain it, but it's, I've seen one in action at a cook-off. Well, I was actually on a cook-off team with the, I worked EMS in Matagorda County for a while, and the guy there was had a pellet smoker, and it did pretty good for like ribs, but brisket, I wasn't too impressed with them.
So do you employ different cooking techniques for different meats, like beef, chicken, and pork? Do the cooking times vary from one meat to another?
A little bit. Not when you're doing smoking brisket or whatever, it's all about the getting the smoke flavor in it. For us, you know, everybody always talks about a good smoke ring on it, and that's important, because if you don't have that, then you don't have the smoke flavor in the middle of your whichever meat you're cooking, you know. A lot of people make a mistake sometimes with chicken. They'll see that it's pink, but that's actually normal for a smoked chicken to be a little pink, especially on the dark meat side. I don't know how many times I went through the years and people was like, this thing's not done. I said, I promise you it's done. You know?
Yeah, my wife would take you to task over that. She wants her meat well done.
Right, mine too.
I call it charcoal broiled.
Right.
Now, we talked about different woods a moment ago. So do different woods burn faster and slower? And as a result, does the meat cook faster or slower?
Yes. If you're using a mesquite, it's going to cook actually a lot hotter. Your other woods are going to be, you know, pretty much the same, just depending on, you know, everybody's pit's going to cook different. Our pits are, you know, big commercial pits that, you know, have the rotisserie in them, and, you know, they're pretty easy to operate. But you get one of those, you know, old barrel pits you got in the backyard, you got to stoke it a lot and you got to keep the fire up, and you know, they're kind of difficult to operate unless you know what you're doing. Barbecuing is definitely something that's you have to practice.
It's an art form.
It's an art. It's an art, exactly. Yeah. It's not something you can just go, I'm going to barbecue today, and it turned out great. Now, one day it will, and one next day it won't. I mean,
yeah.
I've noticed with some of the wood, even if you put, like, wood in, one stick of wood might burn a little heavier smoke, and your, say, your ribs and stuff will get a little darker because of that. So my advice is we always crack our firebox open to let some of that out when you're first putting new wood in. Because it let it burn that off first, and when it starts to burn good, then you can go ahead and close your firebox back to keep that darkness from getting inside your on your meat and stuff. If it's, you know, you already got it loaded and cooking. If you're just firing it up to get it hot, it's not a big deal because there's nothing in there to just get it kind of dark color. But I'm kind of weird about it. I like my ribs to be kind of nice red, pretty color, but also be falling off the bone.
Well, let's talk about the different kinds of meat now. Slow smoking beef usually means brisket.
Right.
So what's the secret to getting that cute little smoke ring that everybody talks about?
Time and temperature. Time and temperature. You got to keep it in there enough time, and you have to have the right temperature. If you're not at the right temperature, some people say, I can cook a brisket in 5 hours. Well, you didn't cook it. It ain't going to have a very good smoke ring because it hadn't been in there long enough. So it's just all it is about time and the right temperature, and just let it, by my opinion, leave it alone. Don't move it around a bunch. Don't be poking at it. You know, it's kind of like a steak. You throw it on there, you do one side, and you do the other, and then it's done.
As my mother used to say to my dad, Bill, stop messing with the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbecue chicken is one of my grandson's favorites. So give us the inside skinny on the best way to make barbecue chicken. Is there a difference between the way you slow smoke different parts of the chicken, like breast versus dark meat?
Well, if you put a breast in there, you know, generally a breast is going to, if you smoke it, if you leave it in there too long, it's definitely going to be overcooked and dry, maybe. Way we do our chickens, we actually put them on like a cookie sheet. They're halved, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we put a little bit of water in there just to give it a little bit of steam. And as they're cooking, we come through and mop a little bit on the outside skin to keep that from getting too dry. And, you know, sometimes you get barbecue chicken, that skin will be tough if you don't keep it kind of moist. So that's kind of what I do is, as they're about three quarters done, go through there and just mop a little of that juice that's in that pan on them and let them finish cooking. And it kind of gives them a good color and a good flavor. And that's probably the best advice I got on the chickens.
What about pork? Let's talk about pork. I do dearly love ribs. So how do you slow smoke ribs, Michael?
Well, it's pretty much the same as when you're smoking brisket. On ribs, you're going to be a little higher temperature, about 250. You want those to cook a little faster. Some people like to wrap them in foil. I personally don't like that. I mean, yeah, they're going to fall off the bone, but if you can leave them directly in the heat, and maybe if they're getting a little too done or too dark or whatever, you might pull them away from the heat. Just a little more time to cook and get that tenderness where falling off the bone. Some people like them like that. I kind of like mine just where they're good and tender, but they're not falling apart.
Yeah, I like a little tug when I bite it.
A little tug, yeah. You have a little thing where you got to pull on it, you know. while we still got teeth, we might as well use them,
that's
right?
That's right. And I'd feel really guilty if we didn't talk about turkey, especially with Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Yes, sir.
Does Hickory Barn Barbecue slow smoke whole turkeys for customers for Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir. We've been doing that for, man, the day before Thanksgiving is we have turkeys everywhere. The Wilcrest location. We hadn't got into that. We hadn't had a Thanksgiving in Richmond yet, so we're hoping that people will bring them in. We can start doing that, make it kind of family tradition like it's been on the Wilcrest location for years. People bring in their turkey. We charge like $1.29, drop it off one day, they pick it up the next. We do that with any meats, brisket, ribs, throughout the year. You know, if you have a brisket that you want to cook for a family function on the weekend, bring it to us one day, pick it up the next.
And how do we contact you for that? Do we call ahead?
You can. It's not that big of a deal. We always have plenty of room in those smokers, so just come by and drop it off. We tag your meat, fill out a form, and the next day you come pick it up smoked, ready to go.
Michael Kitty of Hickory Barn Barbecue. We hope you'll come back real soon, Michael, and consider yourself a member of the family on this show.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Last weekend was another one of those sad sack Sundays for the Texans, but I can guarantee you one thing, our next guest will find a silver lining in that cloud, because he is one of the most upbeat people I've ever known. Here's my old Hudson and Harrigan show partner, Fred Olson. How are you, Pard?
I'm a little sad about last week.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
I was trying to find a silver lining, but we were on the road, so I didn't get to see it.
Oh, well, that just blows half of this interview out of the water.
No. I, you know, what I do is I
intensely follow up on snap counts, who played what, who did this, who didn't do that, who overthrew whom.
Yeah.
And that happened. but we were in Idaho, and here's something, unless you're from Idaho, you might not know this, and if you are, you still may not know it. You know what Idaho means?
No.
Nothing. No, I looked it up. I was with a friend up there, and I see Idaho doesn't mean anything. Oh, yeah, it does. It's an Indian word. Well, there was a representative, some government representative in that territory back in the day, and he came up. He says, let's call it Idaho because it means this, this, and this. And they went, brilliant. They voted it in. He went, it really didn't mean anything. Yeah, I made it up. But what a beautiful place for a made-up name. It is gorgeous.
Well, so, you also went to Montana, right?
Yeah, which is right next door.
Yes, I noticed that.
So you love this. And then on the other side is Oregon, where I grew up. But in Montana, we left this last Sunday morning, got up to 2 inches of snow and 27 degrees.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the day before was sunny and nice, and boom, man, that storm hit. But good to get back to sweating profusely. I really missed that.
Well, now, for those of you who don't know, Fred is originally from Minnesota, and as you mentioned, you also spent a good deal of your childhood in the eastern part of Oregon, both of which are very cold weather climates. So you kind of ran away from all of that, didn't you?
Well, I got to Texas as fast as I can, thank goodness. I didn't like shoveling it anymore. I just didn't like, I didn't. So now I shovel cow manure for my longhorn. So,
well, which is better?
You know, the cows are a lot better than freezing my butt off in the north, but it couldn't have been a nicer time, but it's going to be home. It really is.
Well, I spent a year in Korea, and that was the first time I had ever been in a climate where they had massive amounts of snow in the wintertime, and I had never experienced it before. And I have to admit, it is a radical adjustment to your lifestyle when you open the door and the snow is halfway up to your knees or your waist or even your chest, because suddenly you can't do anything.
Yeah, you're pretty much cabin fever material. And I guess in the north, what you do is you watch sports and drink or shovel snow. I'm looking out at our lawn this morning, and I can't wait to get home and mow that. And Bev did it for me. So
isn't that nice? Well, you mentioned watching sports and drinking. Did you ever get to see the Texans game?
I did. Let's see now. Where I saw the victory, the last victory,
the Chargers.
The one in Austin, I saw the fourth quarter, and I went, yay, they're looking pretty good. And then the next week was kind of hit and miss. We were in transit, so I listened. Siri, what's the score of the Texas Panthers game?
So you didn't see that ridiculous challenge that Bill O'Brien made on the Christian McCaffrey reception, did you?
No, I missed that. No.
Well, he threw a challenge flag, and it was obvious that McCaffrey had caught the ball, and so we lost the timeout, and then we had to call another timeout with about 4 minutes left in the game, so we had no timeouts left when we were trying to drive down and win the game. So, once again, we have time management problems out of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, that's kind of been a recurring thing. That is not a new thing. So I guess I'm not shocked or surprised. I'm just hopeful that we just kind of learn to just, like, I think there's still the fastest way to move the ball down the field is still throwing it, but you gotta throw it to the guy, right?
Yeah.
So I just have high hopes that they're going to do much better. Or if not, well, we don't get a first-round draft pick next year, so it doesn't matter.
Or the year after that, Fred.
That's true, too.
Well, you and I have been Texans fans since before they were even the Texans. As a matter of fact, we were the ones who helped the late Ron Stone emcee the ceremony downtown when they adopted the name Texans in the first place. And we know firsthand how important loyalty is to the McNair family, but don't you think Bill O'Brien might be pushing the job security envelope a little bit?
Well, what is it? Going into the seventh year, and we're just above 500.
Yep.
With all the first-round draft picks and talent we've had. And it's just, you know, after a while, I look at the Bengals and I go, oh my God, to be a Bengals fan, how hard is that?
Yeah.
But you look around the league, I mean, their teams are great 1 week. Minnesota couldn't score anything. I mean, and they were just a juggernaut the week before. Was it Davin Cook? I mean, he was just unstoppable, but boom, the Bears put him on the ground. Then they lose Trubisky. And like we said a couple weeks ago, you're one hit away from mediocrity.
Yep. And anytime your defense hands you three turnovers and you only score 10 points, your offense stinks. Now, I like Bill O'Brien. I think he's a solid guy. And at some point, I feel like the Texans have to face some facts. The nucleus of this team is getting older. If they're going to take advantage of guys like J.J. Watt, they need to make some changes. And waving Aaron Colvin and playing the blame game has got to stop. OB needs to take a good long look in the mirror and reevaluate some things. Agree or not?
Oh, absolutely. I think, who do we just, signed a 38-year-old safety, Adams, right? Used to be a Panther.
Yeah, I don't remember.
38, I'm sorry, yeah, 38.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, at safety, and he'll bring a lot of knowledge, but I got lost a step by the time I was 38. Anyway, it's just like, it's kind of plug and play for right now and just kind of get through it. I don't know. I'd hate to be in his position. I'd hate to be the owner going, what do I do now? Because we don't have a general manager I can talk to. All I've got is a coach manager, you know.
Well, he can talk to himself because basically he is the general manager. So the buck stops with O'Brien, and that, I think, is my ultimate point here. Is O'Brien the right guy for the job? All this time, I've been convinced he was, but I'm not so convinced anymore.
Well, if we end up 9-7... again, now last year we won 11 games, but look who we played. This is the Cowboys. They go, the Cowboys are 3-0, but they didn't play anybody.
Yep.
They didn't. They ran into the Saints, and what was it, 12-10 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
So reality sets in, as it has for us, that, man, we're just kind of easy to figure out. I watch other teams go, man, how'd that guy get open? And I watch the Patriots. Man, they always have a slot open. There's always somebody open, and people kind of read us after a while, unless we throw way downfield or, you know, Fuller pulls one in for a 40-yard gain. It's just phenomenal. Or they're just learning how to play us. And once they do, they just kind of shut us down.
Well, the problem is when we threw long against the Panthers, Watson overshot his targets. They were wide open,
yeah,
but he missed them.
Yep.
And then when we tried to run a trick play, it blew up in our face and we got intercepted, and that turned into the only touchdown for the Panthers. So, you know, wish in one hand and spit in the other. Isn't that how that old saying goes? I don't remember.
Well, you know what? If DeAndre had completed that pass, it would have been the most brilliant move of the season.
Yeah, right. And the Texans are just a couple of key plays away from being 4-0. But Bill O'Brien has even said it himself, Fred. You are what your record says you are. And the Texans are 2-2. But the season's young, and I'm not going to give up on them yet.
No, because what they'll do is they'll win like 5 or 6 in a row, and we'll go, wow, they're back. And then we get to the playoffs and get... I don't want to be, you know, negative, but after all these years, I mean, I put so much emotion into that team, and I hope springs eternal every year. 2-2 ain't bad. There are a lot of teams that aren't scoring anything and have no hope. Well, we at least have a quarterback who, when he's on, is phenomenal.
All of which leads us right into our topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, barbecue, because what goes better with football than barbecue? So did you run into any good barbecue up in Idaho and Montana?
No.
Well, that covers that topic. I appreciate you being on the show today, buddy.
They do things differently up there. They grill stuff. We slow smoke.
Yep, that's right. And that's just another good reason to be back down here in Texas. No snow and slow smoke. I know it's hard to believe, but we're out of time already. And I am ready for some football. So just like Vince Gill, I'm going to give Bill O'Brien one more last chance. So go Texans.
Go Texans.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?